Good morning.
Morning.
Finding the perfect gift for Mother's Day is not always easy. According to one source, some things that men should not buy for their wives or shouldn't have bought for them are anything useful, including anything that plugs in. However, there may be a way around that. I found this ad in a local flyer for Mother's Day gifts, and it included a screwdriver, a tape measure, a claw hammer, and a toolbox.
Very nice.
But they were pink. Did any of you ladies get a pink toolbox for Mother's Day? Men avoid clothing that involves sizes, anything that involves weight or self-improvement. Avoid jewelry, because what your wife wants, you can't afford. And what you can afford, she doesn't want. And don't spend too much, or she'll think, how in the world did he afford that? Or too little, because she'll think, is that all I'm worth? Mothers wear many hats. One of them is a teacher. My mother taught me, says one person, religion. When I spilled grape juice on the carpet, she said, you better pray that stain will come out. She taught me logic. Because I said so, that's why. Irony. Keep laughing and I'll give you something to cry about. Stamina. You'll sit there until all that spinach is finished. And she taught me about the circle of life. I brought you into this world and I can take you out. A teacher was telling her grade 2 class about magnets and what they can do. The next day, she gave them a test. One of the questions was, my name has 6 letters in it. The first letter is M. I pick up things. And she was astonished to find that almost half the class answered mother. Motherhood is challenging. In an old Peanuts comic strip, Peppermint Patty says to Violet, I'd like to be a grandmother. All they do is sit in their chair and rock. But then the girls decide that the trouble with being a grandmother is that first you have to be a wife and then a mother. It's all these preliminaries that get to me, Violet sighs. Mother's Day has been celebrated formally for over 100 years. But maybe now, with changing family values and gender values, with violence and instability in the family, should we be celebrating Mother's Day? Is there anything to celebrate? Pastor Phil Ware writes, while I enjoy preaching a happy little sermon about moms or dads, the complicated reality of our broken world jumps up and trips me. There are those moms or dads who have been abandoned or abused by their spouses. And the last thing they want to do is give thanks or hear nice things about someone or something they don't have. Ditto for those who have had horrible experiences with their own moms or dads. In addition, there are those who have wanted and prayed and waited to be moms and dads without success and with deep wounds. Suddenly, what seems so simple and profoundly important has the joy stolen from its moment. So because not every person has a happy Mother's Day, should we celebrate it? The word mother can be a noun, as in a mother, a person, or it can be a verb, to mother, to look after, to care for, as a mother does, to nurture. Now, we know that God is seen traditionally as a father, but there are many instances in scripture that show both his masculine and feminine characteristics, including the maternal aspects of nurturing, For example, and this is our first slide, in Deuteronomy 32, 11, Moses says regarding God's care over Israel, like an eagle that rouses or stirs up her chicks and hovers over her young, so he spread his wings to take them and carried them safely on his pinions. Psalm 91, 4, we're all familiar with his promise of mother hen protection. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge, or he will shelter you with his wings. Isaiah 49, 15, God says to Israel, can a mother forget her nursing child? Can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that were possible, I would not forget you. Isaiah 66, 13, God says to Israel, I will comfort you as a mother comforts her child. Hosea 11, 1 to 4 shows God teaching and nurturing. When Israel was a child, I loved him. I myself taught him. I myself stooped down to feed him. What beautiful images of mother love from God himself. Hosea 13, 8 shows God's anger at Israel. Like a bear whose cubs have been taken away, I will tear out your heart. So here's an angry mother. Matthew 23, 37. Jesus lamenting over Jerusalem says, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have wanted to gather your children together as a hen protects her chicks under her wings. One of the names of God is El Shaddai. And one meaning of El Shaddai is the God who is more than enough. The word Shaddai comes from the root shad, a Hebrew word which means breast. And therefore, El Shaddai is the one who nourishes, supplies, and satisfies. And that's what God does. But these are maternal aspects of his care. So if we can celebrate nothing else about Mother's Day, we can celebrate God's mother love for us. During this pandemic, we can take special comfort in the assurance of his care for us if we know that our relationship with him is strong. Now, God nurtures us as believers, and we are to in turn nurture each other. In Romans 16, Paul is greeting the friends who supported him in his ministry in various ways. And in verse 13, he singles out Rufus. And he says, greet Rufus, whom the Lord picked out to be his very own, and also his dear mother, who has been a mother to me. And it turns out that Rufus is one of the sons of Simon of Cyrene, the man who was made to carry Jesus' cross prior to his resurrection. That experience must have made such an impact on Simon and his family that Simon's wife ended up having a nurturing influence over Paul's life. And even though she wasn't his birth mother, she acted like a mother toward him. Nurturing is love in action. 1 John 3:18 says, dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. Philippians 2:4, don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others. So the church should be a safe haven, a mother's arms, where we can grow, learn, yes, make mistakes, find forgiveness, find comfort, love, and acceptance. 1 Thessalonians 5:14 says, brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy, encourage those who are timid, take tender care of those who are weak, be patient with everyone, the way a mother would. I believe our church displays many of these instances of nurturing, but there's always room for improvement. We need to take what Pastor Keith called a love check frequently. And I've been taking a love check on myself, and I realized that even though I can't go and visit people, I can do a lot more phoning and texting and emailing to show that I care and to offer my help. So Mother's Day can be a celebration of the mother love that a church can show towards its own family members, and a time to resolve to do more. And of course, the church must go beyond the family and expand into the community with mother love that welcomes, accepts, listens, encourages, and helps. I really like that passage in Matthew 25, 34 to 40, where Jesus says, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you are blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your house. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me.' Then these righteous ones will reply, 'Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you something to drink? Or a stranger and show you hospitality? Or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say, 'I tell you the truth. When you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me.'" So Mother's Day is a reminder to increase our church's mother love for this community and the communities beyond. Should we celebrate Mother's Day? Yes, despite the fact that for some, it may not be a day of personal celebration. And again, why should we celebrate? Because there are many nurturing aspects to our faith, because there is a maternal side to God. There is the maternal mandate of the church to its own family and to the community. Because motherhood is honorable, and mothers who deserve to be honored should be honored instead of ignored or taken for granted. And because many of us have wonderful, happy, and grateful memories of our own mothers. I asked a few friends some years ago to share some of their happy memories about their mom, and here are some of their replies. "My mom loved me, was home when I returned from school, always had a smile, loved God, prayed for me, taught me to love God, never gave up on me, taught me patience, skills. She sacrificed and worked hard to look after me and provide things that weren't really affordable, like piano lessons. She emphasized getting a good education and doing my best. She encouraged me to go after my dreams." I've always had difficulty reading about the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. And I'm going to just go over a few parts of what this Wonder Woman does. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. She goes to inspect a field and buys it with her earnings. She plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes, makes her own bedspreads, dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known in the city gates where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She's clothed with strength and dignity. She laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household, suffers long from laziness, and of course is honored by her family and her husband. But is this woman real?
Yeah.
I mean, how can one person do so much? And does she ever sleep? She gets up early in the morning. She burns the lamp late at night. And what does her husband do? Now, I know he's a big civic leader, but does he even dry the dishes once in a while? Anyway, I don't mean to make fun of scripture. Obviously, this is a very capable woman, and she also is generous and kind. She's not just a worker. But I must admit that this following passage inspires me a little bit more. I don't know who wrote it. The author is unknown, but you will see that it's patterned after 1 Corinthians 13. If I live in a house of spotless beauty with everything in its place, but have not love, I'm a housekeeper, not a homemaker. If I have time for scrubbing and polishing, but have not love, my children learn cleanliness, not godliness. Love leaves dust in the search of a child's lap. Love smiles at the tiny fingerprints on a newly cleaned window. Love wipes away the tears before it wipes up the spilled milk. Love picks up the child before it picks up the toys. Love crawls with the baby, walks with the toddler, runs with the child, then stands aside to let the youth walk into adulthood. Love is the key that opens salvation's message to a child's heart. Before I became a mother, I took glory in my house of perfection. Now I glory in God's perfection of my child. As a mother, there is much I must teach my child, but the greatest of these is love. And I think this can speak to us all, whether we're mothers or not. Who are my priorities? My to-do list, or the person who needs me to show them love? Phil Ware, again, the most wonderful gift that any mother can give is this sense that we are loved unconditionally. This is what each of us needs. Yet it's what only a few of us have experienced fully, even in the most loving mothers. But what we have seen in part in a mother's love, we see fully in the love of God.
Yeah.
And it's that love which supports and inspires us as we struggle to make God's love and God's justice real, not only for ourselves and for our families, but for all the peoples of the world. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the maternal love you show us, even when we're unlovable, and for the love that many of us have received from our own mothers. We ask that you will help us to forgive those mothers whom we feel have failed us, to help all mothers to become better, to help us as a church to teach people through our nurturing love for them that they are loved by you. Amen.